In order for the door of the heart to open, one should first of all feel the need for Krishna. And then, based on that need, one can beg Krishna through the chanting of the holy name to appear. Then we can do the best and leave for the Lord to do the rest. So today is Advaitacharya's appearance day. He felt a very strong need for Krishna in this world. 500 years ago, when all the society had become completely materialistic, with no interest in the path of pure devotional service, when people had become either irreligious or superficially religious with material motivations, indulging in various types of useless, futile activities, when Advaitacharya noticed the situation, he felt that unless Lord Krishna himself descends in this world, there cannot be any good for these living entities. Because he felt the strong urge to bring Krishna by offering the tulsi leaf and Ganga jal to the Shaligram Shila and bringing out a very earnest cry. And that is what attracted Lord Krishna to descend in this world. Although there are various reasons given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that one of the most important reasons for which Krishna descended is hearing the call of Advaitacharya Prabhu. The Supreme Lord is oftentimes compared to a sun, Krishna Surya Sama. Why? Because the sun produces the clouds bringing pure sweet waters, converting the salt water into sweet waters, for all living beings, without which they can't even survive. And the sweet waters from the clouds nourishes all the plants and creepers and all living beings. Similarly, without Krishna's grace, no living being can even survive or live. Similarly, the sun scorches the lilies and nourishes the lotus. Similarly, Krishna protects the sadhus and destroys the sinful living entities and establishes the path of dharma. But when there is a pitch darkness without the sun, neither there is warmth, neither there is nourishment, and there is no rains. So in complete darkness one suffers. Similarly, the material world is covered by the darkness of ignorance, and for the sun to appear, the sun has to develop a desire to appear. And he will appear at his own will. Nobody can bring the sun, as Gajendra said. Nama atma pradipaya sakshine paramatmane namo giram viduraya manasascheta samapi. Atma pradip. He said Krishna is atma pradip. He is self-effulgent and self-manifesting. Therefore, what can attract Krishna to appear is the strong feeling of the devotee, the heart of the devotee, where the devotee feels the need for Krishna. Devotee depends on the mercy and the mercy of Krishna, blessings of Krishna, guidance of Krishna. Then Krishna will appear, seeing the need there. Even in our life also, you don't like to go to a place where you are not needed. You go where you are wanted or you are needed. So why should Krishna come when living entities are not interested? But he comes by the call of pure devotees like Advaitacharya Prabhu, and that benefits even those living entities who never felt the need for him. So today is a very auspicious appearance of Advaitacharya Prabhu, and we can pray at his lotus feet that may our hearts also feel the need for Krishna and not remain stone hearted, completely satisfied in sense gratification of eating and sleeping, but feel a very strong urge, Krishna urge. Shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda varaheneme. Prabhupada says we should feel the Govinda want. We have want for gulab jamun, we have want for special items to eat, but we don't feel the need for Govinda's want. So that Govinda want was felt by Advaitacharya Prabhu. So we can pray to him, please offer a few drops of that want in my heart so that our chanting will start taking a new direction, a positive direction, a progressive direction in very soon approaching Krishna's lotus feet. Harinam Prabhu ki.